Well, this is Alan Moore for the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast.
Special number 5 for March 2010.
I've yet to find my place. I'm guarding 2814. I don't know why it's chosen me. From the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of evil light.
And now, the host of the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast, Frankie Mateo.
This is your host, Frankie Mateo, for the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. And with us today is a very, very special guest. Guys, do you want to introduce, do you want to do the introductions?
No, let's start it up.
No, you're the host, Frank.
I know, I'm just saying. Anyway, with further ado, our guest, the man, the myth, the legend, the writer of the acclaimed Watchmen, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, V for Vendetta, and the creator of the original prophecy of the Blackest Night, Alan Moore. Alan?
I think he's hurt.
Is he okay?
Alan?
Are we doing a thing now?
We're on, Alan. Welcome. Thank you for agreeing to come on to the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. I know this is going to be a bit of a surprise for
a lot of people. This is amazing.
My mind is blown.
Definitely.
Yeah, a lot of people. Thank you again.
Oh, can we get on with this fucking thing already?
Let's just get right into it then.
Oh, you're boring me to tears, man. Bloody tears. Oh, I'm sorry, guys. It's been a long week. Oh, let's get on with it.
Thank you, Alan.
Well, what is this? Are we going to jerk each other off now or do what? What's it called again?
It's a podcast.
What's it called? Right. Podcast.
On your computer.
Let's start out with the questions. We're gonna do what we're going to do is go around in a circle and
jerk each other off. Is that right?
Yeah, if you don't mind, yeah.
Sure. No, actually we're going to go around and ask you questions like we discussed.
Oh, alright. Carry on, bud.
And like we discussed, we're going to be limiting ourselves to at least one question each. And let's actually start with West.
Well, why don't we start with East? What the fuck are we doing here? Fucking amateurs.
I've actually been saying this since I got started on the show.
Shut up, Eric.
Well, thanks, Frank. Alan, I'm a huge fan of your work, so I'm just going to get started with my question. What do you think about Geoff Johns taking your Blackest Night prophecy and making a big story about it that everyone's reading and everyone's talking about?
Geoff Johns is an hack. I fucking hack. There. I said it. You're happy now?
Yeah, more than usual. Yeah.
I'm a little happier, yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit like, you look up from the telly, there's a raccoon digging through the old garbage outside your window for what you were eating last week. You know, really getting in there good, like, tell and all. Only it isn't last week. It's 25 years ago, and it isn't a fucking raccoon, it's some cunt named Geoff Johns. The man can't come up with an original idea that came up behind him and whacked a good one on the skull, you know? Which I like to do, kick his fucking head in. But that answers your question, Mr. West.
I think it does, thanks.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to our resident Muzard, Mew.
Mr. Moore, how do you feel about Soda Miot's treatment in the Green Lantern Corps comics?
Oh, good. An easy one. Well, I still have no idea, really. Don't read none of them things, you know. I'm not really sure why DC still sends me box of free comics, but they do. They come in handy on nights when I'm running low on toilet paper, right? To wipe my arse, you know. I was wiping my arse just the other day with one of them. It was a Green Lantern book, all right? Yeah. Cover on a bunch of different DC superheroes in different colored costumes and rings. Something horrible like that, you know?
I think that's Blackest Night 7. That's
I think it's Captain Planet.
Blackest Night 7.
I think it's 6 actually.
Could be any of them. Yes.
Oh, whatever the fuck it was, it really chafed my arm up good, you know. It's another blow to the head for old Jeff, isn't it? That's two I fucking owe him now, the wanker.
Well, the next question goes to, I guess, Kuhan.
Alan, would you ever consider working for DC ever again under any circumstances?
Never in a million fucking years. Is that the answer you were looking for?
Not really. I like your work.
Well, so is Jeff Jones, apparently. That fucking lady boy. You better not walk down the wrong dark alley in Northampton, you understand?
Right.
I'll give him a rattle kicking.
All right. Thank you, then, Alan.
I guess, Eric, your turn?
Hey, Grand Wizard Moore. Can I call you Grand Wizard Moore? Have you ever stopped and thought that maybe, I don't know, hanging out in your dark basement with your groupies, wearing wizard rings, casting magical spells, and griping, and writing stories about Peter Pan's dad, Wendy's dad raping Peter Pan and so forth. I mean, do you ever think that, I don't know, like...
Listen, what are you saying? All I'm hearing is a bunch of fucking double-talking gibberish. Was there a real question in there somewhere?
No, I don't have any question.
On to Andrew.
Oh, another one. Seriously. I thought we only agreed to two or three of you yanks.
I'm sorry, Mr. Moore.
Fucking hell.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Alright. We're all big fans of your original Tiger story where you first gave us the prophecy of the Blackest Night. How far do you think Jeff Johns has deviated from your original plan for, I think it was called the Twilight of the Superheroes?
Well, he's deviated pretty fucking far, hasn't he? Different little rainbow calls. A white lantern I've been hearing about has all struck me as being a bit queer, really. It's a bit like Jeff Jones took a bit of a shite on some papers and stuck it up on the rack, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been saying that since the beginning. I think that's exactly what he did, actually, as a matter of fact.
Right, yeah. And the sad part is, I think I'll rather read that than what he's putting out there, you know? Travesty. It's a bloody fucking travesty. And he's out there, what is he? You know, winning Scream Awards and promotions when he deserves a good kicking, eh? It's all well and good, I suppose. Let the shitheads read their fucking shite and all that, you know? It really ought to be called Brownest Night, shouldn't it? The fucking Brownest Night.
Alan, I think it's important for me to say right now that I think you're a beautiful person.
I guess that's all we're going to be getting out of Mr. Moore that one, Andrew.
Did I answer the question? Well, I hope I answered your question.
I think you did. Thank you.
As well as you were able, yeah.
I guess my only question for you, Mr. Moore, any new upcoming projects?
Well, a bit of a project, yeah. Semi-autobiographical. Bit of a soundtrack and photography and all that. But there'll be a time and a place to talk about it properly, but it's not here and now. Sorry, lads.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore, again, for coming on the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast.
Well, it was only mildly unpleasant.
It was a pleasure and a surprise when Alan agreed to come on the chat.
I was pretty surprised.
Well, this is Alan Moore for the Green Lantern Spotlight Podcast. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Alan.
As you be sure to visit thegreenlanterncorps.com, where you can find the latest news, reviews, interviews on all things Green Lantern. While you're there, check out the message boards and interact with us and other friends. Be sure to send us any hate or love mail at the contact at glspotlight.com. You can also find our YouTube channels at youtube.com/glspotlight, youtube.com/neildevilbane, and youtube.com/kuhan. Not to mention, you can also follow half of the cast via Twitter at twitter.com/glspotlight, twitter.com/kuhan, and twitter.com/conscienceb. Also, check out Ryan's blog at www.glspotlight.com.
Green Lantern and Green Lantern Corps are properties of DC Comics and do not reflect the authenticity of this podcast.
It fell a thousand years ago, green fire, so hot. A carving and a man and a superman, and his name was Alan Scott. A man without fear, and that's for sure.
Let's hope for more of that, right? Because it's a pun.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. At the White Wizard of Chaos.
Bye, mystical sir.
Oh, is he flying? I think I can hear him flying away in a carriage.
Flying. Can hear him cackling.
Bye, Alan. Hope to see you panic again next time. Goodbye. Thank you. I don't know if you can hear me, but I'm waving. I'm waving.
Oh my god.
Bye, Alan. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jesus. Alan. Goodbye. You too, Tinkerbell.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like the fairy godmother with the
Wizard of Oz.
I'm just thinking about Wendy's dad, Solomon, yeah, Mouse, yeah. And Peter Pan.
Yeah, I figured Peter Pan. Eric went to go.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna ask him next time if he takes his broom to these kind of things or he takes his umbrella to fly to the more formal meeting.